being in that group, we learned what the conditions were that these ladies were living in. And one time at a meeting, one of the ladies said, well, I'll invite you all to meet at my house next time if it doesn't rain. And we said, if it doesn't rain, what difference would that make? She said, oh, when it rains, my streets are impassable. And that was what started the project to get the streets paved. And they were just dirt streets that turned to mud every time it rained. And we didn't know that they were having to put up with conditions like that. And so that led to the street paving. And, you know, we knew that people, black people, needed to register to vote and have a say in things. So it was all an outgrowth of these people getting to know one another and sharing the problems and trying to work on things together. Trudy Foster was a very brave woman, and she went to the city council and talked to them about the streets. And, you know, she was a pleasant woman, but she was a determined woman. And her husband was a professor in North Texas. And she just told the council, you know, this is not acceptable for people in Denton to live in conditions like this. And to get streets paved, the law was, I guess it's still the same, the owner on one side of the street had to pay one-third, and the owner on the other side had to pay one-third, and the city had to pay one-third. So she and others, I wasn't involved in this, but she and others canvassed the people living in the houses to get their approval if they would be willing to pay their share. And I think all of them, or almost all of them, did. But some of the houses were owned by white men who rented them. And they didn't want to pay their share to get them paid. Well, Trudy, who was a member of First Presbyterian at the time, made a poster that she put right by the entrance on a Sunday morning that said something to the effect, I don't know that I ever saw it, but listed properties where the streets were going to be paved, and listed the owners that had agreed to pay their share, but also listed the owners who had not agreed. And three or four of them were in that church. And they saw that when they walked in on Sunday morning. So that got the job done. They all of a sudden got real interested in paying their share, you know. Not any woman would do something like that. Trudy was just a remarkable woman.